Time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. Today's show is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, serving Southwest Iowa's heating and air conditioning needs for over 90 years. LaVon will have today's program after this.
How do you know if your next furnace, central air unit, or heat pump will bring you the performance and value you want? Buy a quality Lennox unit from Camblin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been in business since 1918. You know that Lennox is a premier name in home heating and cooling, and you're well aware of the outstanding tradition of Camblin's customer service, quality marksmanship, integrity, and value. To find out more information on what Camblin's and Lennox can do for you, stop by Camblin Plumbing and Heating, located at 307 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic, or call 243-1512 or in Harlan, 755-3286.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Emily Kringle.
Good morning, Yvonne. Nice morning we're having.
It is. Let's just keep that sunshine out a bit longer.
Yes, over 2 hours, which is good.
Yes, that's right. And that's good for all those people growing fresh food for us. And I want to talk about produce in the park. It's not happening for a little bit, but I think we need to get it on people's busy June, July, and August calendars. So dates, do you have those dates in front of you when we're going to be doing music and also produce in the park?
Yes, yes. Produce in the park is it's kind of got several names, I think. The third Thursday concert series with Produce in the Park, it's the third Thursday of June, July, and August in the city park.
Yes, and lots of things happening. Folks who've been there in the past may say, well, I know what's going on, but they're going to be surprised because there's going to be much more going on this year. And before we get into some of those kinds of things, Emily, I think we need to talk just a little bit about the Cass County Food Policy Council. That's why you're here this morning, is because you're a member of that council, and it's the reason we're doing Produce in the Park.
Yes, the Cass County Food Policies Council goal/mission is to promote local foods to all people and to make it more visible. So we have a farmer's market, and this is another venue that the fresh produce can be visible to people. They get more used to it.
Absolutely. So get the chance to find out more about fresh produce and buy some fresh produce at Produce in the Park on those third Thursdays. There's quite a lineup of some folks who are going to be bringing produce.
Yes, I believe we have several people. We have Bridgewater Farms, which is Dale Rash. He is also a member of the Cass County Food Policy Council, and he will have a variety of things. We also will have our daily bread, which is more prepared items from Griswold. Henningsen Harvest will have some of their summer squash, I would guess, and some other items, perhaps onions or garlic.
Potatoes, and that's one of my favorite foods. They usually have good potatoes.
And we also have, we'll have fresh flowers that you can, not to arrange in your house, but to plant in your yard.
Okay. And then this year, I believe McCurdy Pumpkin Patch is joining us with, he has lots of popcorn, too. So
yes, he will have, I believe, popcorn to sell that you can take home and pop, and also be offering popcorn to people. We also have the Danish wineries coming from Alcorn. So I am just really thrilled how this is all coming together. We are also, every night, we will have food ready to eat. We're also going to have a celebrity chef every night to kind of make us more aware of how do we use these fresh foods that we can buy at the markets or at the local grocery store.
I want to mention a couple more, Emily, that a new one I think that people are just going to get acquainted with is the Hunter Berry Farm. So hopefully she'll have some raspberries, maybe some blackberries. That's sort of a different one that a lot of people maybe don't know about. And then one that some people know a lot about, and that's the Rolling Acres Farm with Denise O'Brien, and she'll have a variety of things there too. It's just such a variety of foods, both prepared and fresh, that's going to be there. What an exciting time.
It's really exciting. Last year we just kind of got a little hint of how this might work. The concert series has gone on for several years. Last year we tied in with trying to get a few producers there with fresh produce. And this year it's really become a huge collaborative effort with the Food Policy Council, with you, LaVon. You've done a wonderful job. Volunteers, it's just been amazing how people have stepped up to make this a success. It's a chamber function, the chamber's involved, and it's just been great to see how everybody has pitched in to try to make this a great effort.
Yes, and we have to say thank you to those chamber members who are doing the supporting of the Third Thursday concerts to kind of start this whole venue, and that the Cass County Food Policy Council could build on. Now, we've talked about food that people could buy to take home, but hey, they can come and have their evening meal, too.
You bet. I believe we have a cross-section of things offered different times. In June, we're going to have Chris Conrad, and I think he calls it, is it CJ's?
I think so, CJ's Barbecue.
CJ's Barbecue. So that will be there for sure. We will also have fresh fruit smoothies made by the Sweet Shop all three times. The July food provided will be from the beef producers and the downtowner. And then we're working kind of to finalize the plans for August, and it may be a combination of people that will be providing food that evening.
So there will be a variety of food to eat. And, you know, so as we visited with about this, Emily, we've said, well, you know, you could even buy some fresh produce along with your sandwich and so on and just eat it right there instead of taking it home. You could just...
Exactly. And one thing I think we really need to promote, this is an evening for the family. We're going to have activities all three nights for children of all ages. Bring your blanket, your lawn chairs, enjoy the music, enjoy the crafts. We're also going to have craft vendors there. Have something to eat, buy some food to take home and prepare for supper tomorrow night. Learn how to make something new. I mean, it's going to be just a great, great function and kind of a festival atmosphere.
And of course, this is all happening in the downtown park in Atlantic, so it's a nice atmosphere. Even if it's a hot night, usually there's a breeze blowing through, there's some shade. Hey, what a setting to have a little festival kind of thing.
One thing I think, LaVon, we really need to promote, this is kind of the produce, the vendors will be there from 5 to 7. The food will be available at least from 5 to 7. And the music goes from 6 to 8. So you can kind of come about 5, survey what's going on, get something to eat, buy something, and then enjoy the music. So it should be a really fun evening for all ages.
Right. It just, as you said, the activities for the little kids on up. And our dad, we're... just a couple of the children's activities. I know one night we're going to have the bounce house. What's more popular than a bounce house?
Right.
And we're going to do a little planting, growing activity each of those three nights. And I think, Emily, you just added face painting.
Yes, face painting will be offered all three nights. And one of the things that I think we should promote, many of these things, unless you're buying something, are not going to cost extra.
Good point. Where else can you go to get all this free stuff? But then, you know, one of the purposes of local food, or one of the side benefits, I guess, is to support those local growers.
Yes, that's how I got involved in all of this, as you know, LaVon. I really want to support the local businesses, and this is a way to, you know, get your food locally and just expand that idea of supporting local business. So, and it last year we had a great time. We had one beautiful evening, and we're hoping that the weather will cooperate with us.
Yeah, it's sort of guessy, isn't it? But that's true every year. We never know what the weather's going to be like. But there are, just in case it's really nasty, we don't need to tell people now, but there is a way that people can go inside, and if that's necessary,
right,
we'll let people know.
And I think it will go on rain or shine.
Right.
The location may be moved, but this event will be no matter what.
And, you know, Emily, you and I and all these other folks that have been volunteering, I'll throw Chris Park's name in there because he's working on a Facebook page so that everybody can keep up to date on what's happening on the Facebook page. Are a lot of volunteers, as you mentioned, to get all this going. But there's also the supporters that have made this possible, the chamber members. And that's how it all kind of got started.
Oh, exactly. I mean, one thing just kind of led to another. Of course, we couldn't have ever done it if the chamber hadn't already had this established and they had somebody that was helping support it. There's a cross-section of people that are helping support the concert series. And then I think it's great that we got a small grant that helps just put a little bit money in here to help that. Well, that was from the Master Gardeners, the Dave Williams Fund, correct?
Correct, yes. So be watching for some promotion materials and along with, you know, the chamber promotion, now this promotion. And again, I want to mention that we need to keep Cass County Food Policy Council up there in our minds because that's where this idea started, Emily.
It's been about 3 years, and, you know, it seems like we've taken baby steps, but we're making progress, and it's amazing to a lot of us that are close to us in the state. Southwest Iowa and Cass County has a pretty good reputation on all of this movement for local foods, and I just think it's a great thing. What I have been so amazed at, and I think, LaVon, you will be too, the collaboration, the commitment without really caring if the people get special recognition.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's been amazing how that has come together.
And I think that it's true in a lot of places in Iowa. It's not true across the nation. I have people visit from out of state going, how do you do this? You know, because it just doesn't happen in some other places. So we are pretty fortunate, and we take it for granted, Emily. We just take that collaboration kind of for granted.
Yes, yes. We do.
And we shouldn't. Okay, so, go ahead.
One of the things, you know, when I hear people say, and I'm probably guilty of this occasionally, oh, I'm so bored, there's nothing to do, what am I going to do tonight? This is a great thing to get on your calendars. You can spend 3 hours there. You can spend 1 hour there. You can take your family. There's entertainment. The entertainment is going to be quite interesting, and there will be promotion on that also, LaVon, right?
Yeah, something different each one of those Thursday nights so that I know there will be something there you like. And, you know, it's a come-and-go thing. If you really don't like something, you can get up and go. You haven't paid any money to get in, so to speak. You can just get up and leave. But I don't think you'll want to do that.
Yes, I think it will be very interesting and maybe a bit surprising.
Yes. So as the time gets closer, we'll be letting people know, but we want them to get those dates on their calendar. June 20th. I think it's July 18th and August 15th. But check your calendars. Get it down on your calendar. And, you know, if you have something else to do in the evening, you don't stay till 10 o'clock at night, so you can have something else to do. Go have your supper, buy some fresh food, and we want to thank you very much, Emily Kringle, for visiting with us this morning.
Yes, thanks a lot, LaVon, and LaVon, thanks for all your efforts in promoting this, too.
You are welcome. Until next time, here's a thought. You have to accept whatever comes, and the only important thing is that you meet it with the best you have to give.
How do you know if your next furnace, central air unit, or heat pump will bring you the performance and value you want? Buy a quality Lennox unit from Camlin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been in business since 1918. You know that Lennox is a premier name in home heating and cooling, and you're well aware of the outstanding tradition of Camlin's customer service, quality marksmanship, integrity, and value. To find out more information on what Camlin's and Lennox can do for you, stop by Camlin Plumbing and Heating, located at 307 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic, or call 243-1512 or in Harlan, 755-3286.
Glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblin. Brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, serving Southwest Iowa's heating and air conditioning needs for over 90 years.